Ben Fox Saves the Day. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Ned Kulick. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Stop That Boy. One day, Ben Fox went to the shop for his mum. He was outside the shop, getting oranges out of a box, when the woman from the shop shouted,
"Stop him! Stop him!"
Ben looked up at the woman.
"See that boy running away?"
she shouted.
"He has my bag!"
Ben looked down the street. "I can see a boy. He has a blue top and black shorts on, and he has a red bag," Ben said.
"Yes, that is him,"
said the woman.
"And that is my bag."
"Stay here," said Ben to the woman. "I will get your bag back for you." Chapter 2. In the Park. As Ben ran up the street, he looked down. "Oh, no," he said. "I still have my bag of oranges." But he did not have time to stop. The boy ran over the street and into the park. Ben looked up and down the street. He did not see any cars. Ben ran over the street after the boy. Then he went into the park too. At the park, Ben looked around. Children played on the swings. Ben looked past the children and over into some trees. "I can see you now," he shouted. The boy ran out from the trees. "You can't get me," he said. "Yes, I can," said Ben. The boy went on running, and Ben ran after him. The boy ran past the children. Ben ran past the children too.
"Stop!" Ben shouted.
But the boy did not stop. Ben looked down at his bag of oranges. He had an idea. Chapter 3. The Bag of Oranges. Ben rolled the oranges over the grass. The boy did not see the oranges coming. The oranges rolled under his feet. The boy fell over, and the woman's bag went flying into the trees. "I will take that back now," said Ben, as he went over to get it. "Here is your bag," said Ben.
"Oh, thank you,"
said the woman. "I still have to buy some oranges for my mum," said Ben.
"Here,"
said the woman.
"Have this box of oranges to say thank you for all your help."